If you were floating in a balloon, the center of the red spot might be rather calm, but you'd be going fast. Your balloon would be going faster than hurricane winds, but it might be a smooth ride.
This storm is a sight to behold, towering 5 miles into the sky. But why the color?
Understanding the colors of Jupiter, which were one of the first things noted by astronomers a couple of hundred years ago, still eludes us in terms of a detailed explanation.
The other unsolved puzzle, since the Voyagers beamed back the first weather reports, is why there is a red spot at all.
We sort of expected, as we got close, things would be rather quiet, because how could a storm last for 300 years? But in fact, it was more turbulent, and that raised the mystery. How can a storm last for so long?
Hamid Khalei grapples with this part of the problem in a very down-to-earth way, blowing miniature Jupiter bubbles in his lab in Bordeaux.
The red spot is huge. You can put 2 to 3 Earths in. So everything is telling us that things like this should be just annihilated by the turbulent flow around them.
By heating a half-soap bubble through contact with a metal surface, he mimics how the thin fluid atmosphere of Jupiter might respond to heat rising from deep inside the gas ball planet. Sure enough, swirling storm patterns emerge spontaneously.
The interest of the soap bubble, or at least this one, is that we get single vortices that generate. We don't do anything to generate them, and they just nucleate out of the blue, basically, out of the turbulent motion around them.
Space agencies spend billions of dollars to send spacecraft to look at these things. Hamid Khalei's approach lets you explore Jupiter without leaving your bathtub. There's only so much, though, you can resolve from a safe distance. To get to know the planet's heart and soul, you'll need to take the plunge.